Staying ahead of the competition can be tricky. That's why you need a partner you can trust. Allied Solutions' strategic relationships in the auto dealership market have been designed to enable you to serve the multiple stakeholders within your business and to provide your customers with the best-in-class solutions. For over 40 years, Allied Solutions has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and more than $220 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions will help you move the needle. Visit them online at AlliedSolutions.net. That's AlliedSolutions.net.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to the Auto Remarketing Podcast. I'm your host, Nick Zulovich, part of the team at Cherokee Media Group and senior editor of Autofin Journal and Subprime Auto Finance News. For this episode of the podcast, pleased to share a face-to-face conversation for a change with two members of the team at Experian Automotive, Kirsten Von Busch, who is the Director of Product Marketing, and John Howard, who is the Director of Product Management at Experian Automotive. And we're sharing our conversation in Raleigh, North Carolina at this year's Auto Intel Summit. Kirsten, John, thank you so much for making time for the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us. It's a pleasure to be here and just a pleasure to be back in person.
definitely appreciate the time.
Well, part of the festivities here at the Auto Intel Summit, a lot of the discussion revolved around EVs, electric vehicles. I believe we were all perhaps at the industry festivities recently in Las Vegas. NADA had their own little Electric Avenue, I think they gave the moniker. And that was what you two were focusing on. Just granted, so much great Experian information that is wonderful to share in a graphical setting, but since we're audio only this time around, if you could just take us through some of the major highlights of how EVs have really kind of taken off, so to speak, some growth, not just stemming from gas prices, but from people being interested in having those vehicles. Just any type of data points you'd like to share about the growth of the EV market. Kirsten, we'll start with you, and then John, your perspectives as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as we look at the EV market, you know, tracking it year over year, from 2016 to 2021, there has been significant growth from a percentage perspective. So when we look at new electric vehicle retail registrations, right now, as a share of total vehicle registrations, we're at about not quite 3.5%, 3.37 to be exact. So you think 3.37, well, that's not really a very big percentage, Kirsten. It's less than four, right? You're like, what's the newsworthy story here? The growth, though, is staggering. As we look at the year-over-year growth, there's been a 3,600% increase in less than 10 years. So absolutely, EVs are booming, and we expect that trend to continue and just rapidly expand with all the new model entrants.
So, John, from your perspective, what data is jumping out at you?
Yeah, so I mean, that 3,600% is kind of staggering. One of the things we look at a lot is what's driving that growth. Not only are OEMs now starting to embrace technology, embrace the trend, but you've got customers who are now looking at EVs from a different light. They're no longer looking at it from the green perspective. Mm-hmm. They're looking at it from a gas price perspective, but they're also looking at just the power to get into an EV, and the power you have over an ICE engine is just incredible. And so that's kind of another thing that these new EV drivers are like, this is kind of fun. I'm speaking from, a personal experience. First time I got behind a wheel, I don't have one yet, but the first time I got behind a wheel, I was like, this is really, really cool,
Nice. Well, along with that sheer raw data, you you and your team drill down even a little bit more to discover what y'all have used the moniker, the other EV buyer. Kirsten, we'll go back to you, and then John, your perspectives as well. Who is that EV buyer? What are they interested in? How did you all come with that theory, hypothesis of who that other EV buyer is?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, who's the main, just majority dominant manufacturer in the space is, of course, Tesla, right? I mean, Tesla continues to dominate the market. They have over a 70% market share. So absolutely, we wholeheartedly see that and agree with that. But what about that other 30%? That's where we are starting to see a shift where, of course, there's the Model Y, the Model S, the Model 3. But as there are additional market entries, we're seeing growth with the Ford Mustang Mach-E, the VW ID.4, the Chevy Bolt, EUV, the Leaf. And with that growth comes a shift in the consumer profile.
Yeah, and a lot of that has to do around, it's around affordability, because those new entrants are coming in at a time where Tesla's been, you know, the dominant one, but you're talking, you know, 100,000 plus Model S. They came down in price once they introduced their lower end models, but still out of price range for a lot of call it the middle class.
Right.
So I would say, you know, when you kind of look at those, especially the Mach-E, the ID.4. And the Leaf has had rounds of, you know, regeneration over time. It's interesting to see the demographic dynamic change from age to household income to number of children. So it's really interesting to see that dynamic change. And also what's changing is the monthly payment.
Right,
down from $1,000 in, you know, plus in the Model S range. Well, now you're talking, you know, payments between $400 and $700 for these, especially for these new entrants that are coming in.
Which $400, that's almost cheap. Yes. Nowadays for a monthly payment for a gasoline vehicle, depending on what it is, and you all know better than anybody as far as the expense that could be accumulated quickly.
Mm-hmm. We look a lot at the household segments through our consumer view lens, our Experian consumer view lens, to see again that dynamic shift. How are the household segments changing again as they introduce these vehicles into their household? We can kind of do a little bit more of a deeper dive, and you know, from that lens, and kind of see how that dynamic shifts.
Again, the voices that you're hearing on this episode of the Auto Remarketing Podcast are Kirsten Von Busch and John Howard, part of the team at Experian Automotive. And we're sharing our conversation during this year's Auto Intel Summit in Raleigh, North Carolina. And to round us out, John, we'll continue with you. And then Kirsten, your thoughts as well. From an analytical data scientist, whatever, Monica, just from an interest standpoint, just what are you looking forward to watch going forward? What about EVs just strikes your own either personal interest, John, to your point, from getting actually behind the wheel or just watching the data and trends? John, back to you, and then Kirsten to round us out. Just what about EVs is keeping you interested and what you plan to watch going forward?
You know, honestly, I plan to watch, you know, some people believe, let's say 3, 4, 5 years ago, that, you know, this EV trend wasn't going to be around long. Mm-hmm. And now, I mean, the data proves it. They're not going away. and now you've got all these OEMs that have trajectories where they're actually eliminating internal combustion engines, you know, right, from their profiles. So I find that shift in the market, in the industry, very interesting. There's a lot more technology that goes into electric vehicles, which I love. So I'm excited, you know, and I'm looking forward to, you know, putting charger in my own home at some point, probably in my next vehicle. So I'm excited. I love the shift in the industry right now.
Very nice. Kirsten, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting in the coming years to see EVs really go mainstream, right? And we see that going mainstream through a number of different factors. I mean, one, just from a geography perspective, yes, historically registrations have been absolutely the highest in California, but we're seeing enormous market area growth in major metros across the U.S. We're also seeing rapid growth within top DMAs outside of California. So really looking to see where those areas grow in the future and how the infrastructure grows and expands to support that.
Definitely.
You know, with public charging stations, with availability and access to be able to charge your vehicle, and whether it's at home or on the road.
Yeah, and interestingly, Kirsten and I were talking about this. We see, especially in pilot, those flyover states where there's very little EV growth, but you compare it to the infrastructure, the charge points, and they're kind of aligned.
Interesting.
So there's some tie between the infrastructure and, you know, how customers in certain areas will embrace the EV trend.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned the average monthly payment, right? I mean, the average monthly payment still is well over $700 for an EV, but that's so heavily weighted because of all of the Tesla registrations and sales. When we really dig into the details, I mean, the Leaf's average monthly payment is $408. The Volkswagen ID.4's is $630. A much different price point, a much different consumer. We're seeing that shift towards the middle class. I mean, this is supported by our data. It's supported by income trends for new electric vehicle registrations, as well as from the shift in financing. Over the last 10 years, there's been a shift from lease to purchase for electric vehicles.
Again, that's Kirsten Von Busch and John Howard with Experian Automotive talking electric vehicles. Kirsten, John, thank you so much for making time for the podcast.
Thank you so much for having us. It's always a pleasure, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Much appreciated.
And if you've missed any of our past episodes, just go to our website at autoremarketing.com and click on the podcast box to find our library of past episodes. For fellow hosts Bill Zedites and Joe Overby, as well as our executive producer, Matt Rice, I'm Nick Sulovich. We thank you for joining us, and we look forward to having you again next time on the Auto Remarketing Podcast.
Staying ahead of the competition can be tricky. That's why you need a partner you can trust. Allied Solutions' strategic relationships in the auto dealership market have been designed to enable you to serve the multiple stakeholders within your business and to provide your customers with the best-in-class solutions. For over 40 years, Allied Solutions has helped their clients grow, protect, and evolve their business. With over 20 million monitored auto loans and more than $220 million recovered over the last 5 years, Allied Solutions will help you move the needle. Visit them online at AlliedSolutions.net. That's AlliedSolutions.net.